All right, we are now here. We're here for another episode of I Know What I'm Talking About. I got another guy here who used to play Division I AA football. Name is Jeremiah. Appreciate you for hopping on, man.
Yeah, big time, man, no doubt. Appreciate the invitation.
Yes, sir, no problem. So first question I wanted to, ask is, go ahead and tell everybody what school you played at and what position you played.
So I played at the University of Incarnate Word here in San Antonio, Texas. And starting off, my freshman year, I started playing right guard. Then I say my sophomore, junior year, started battling that. Those are my two best years. I played right guard for those 2 years. And then my senior year, I started battling for a center spot. And that's what I played for my senior year.
Okay. So I'm assuming the position you got recruited as was a left guard?
Actually, I got recruited because I was playing tackle in high school. I was probably one of the state's best tackles. And you can look it up. I went to College Station High School. Won a state championship there. And then got recruited here, I guess, because I was right around 6'1". Mm-hmm. Everybody, they want those tall tackles. So then that's when I moved inside.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what other schools besides Incarnate Word were you considering at the time when you were, trying to narrow down the decision of what schools you were?
I had about right around maybe 8-10 offers, man. At PV. Had what's that other one in Arkansas? Arkansas Pine Bluff had Tarleton, a couple of D2s, things of that sort. Yeah, just getting it in. But other than that, man, mainly those four. But I got about 8 offers and everything.
Okay. So yeah. What exactly was it about UIW that stood out to you the most, and all the other schools that was offering you a scholarship?
That school was kind of just like a business decision, man, because I'm a country boy. I come from, a small town,
right,
or things of that sort. And it probably takes us 5 minutes or 10 minutes to get anywhere. You come to a city, you hitting at least 20 minutes everywhere you got to go. You got to hit the highway,
right?
I mean, really just exposure. You know what I mean? Because I knew I wanted to do something big after college.
Mm-hmm.
Different. So, kind of just exposure. I'm not too far from home, but I'm not too close.
Okay. So, when you started playing left guard, how was that, transition going from left guard to center your senior year?
Be honest with you, man. Like, when they first told me I needed to start snapping, I was like, snapper? Like, dude, what? Like, I've been playing, first I went to tackle, then from tackle to, guard, then other guard. And so I was just so used to playing guard. And, once they told me center, that center position, you kind of like you concentrating on 2 things, 3 things at once. You know what I mean? You worry about getting the ball back there on time in his trajectory of catching the ball. So you can't even roll it on the ground. You can't snap too high. So you're thinking all of that while you got another, 300-pound guy
right
from you trying to take you out type thing like that.
Exactly.
But the transition, it took a minute, man. After practice every day, snapping down the field. We did a thing, it's called a snap school.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you miss, you back up 5. So you can, keep snapping. But if you mess up, you back up 5.
Right. So basically you were just getting the chemistry right with all the quarterbacks pretty much?
Yeah, that too. Because we had 2 different quarterbacks while I was there. Had John Copeland and then my boy Cameron Ward. He went up there to Wazoo. He doing his thing up there, man.
Okay.
Wish that dude the best. But yeah, it's mainly just focusing on getting the ball back there. Like that was probably my biggest struggle. Like when I first picked up the ball to go snap,
mm-hmm.
It was more like a, damn, Okay, if I snap it right, I got to step fast. But if I step fast, I might snap it wrong. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Like, you literally concentrating on two different things at once. So, you know, all the centers around, you know, college football, doing their thing, man. Just keep going at it.
So, one other thing I wanted to ask. So, y'all, when you were there, y'all won the conference championship, the Southland Conference Championship in 2018 and 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what stood out about that team, those two teams the most, you know, where you were like, yeah, we can win the conference this year?
So when I graduated high school, you know, UIW was, they were pretty ass. Excuse my language. They were pretty ass.
No,
you know what I mean? I mean, like a, you know, 2-9 season, you know,
right.
You know, 3-8 type of season. So that was the usual. So when we got there, they said they had a new coach staff coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that really, like, bumped us up, like, bumped anybody's confidence up, especially the freshmen coming in. So they already had some guys there, you know, like Markel, Justin Alexander. Then you got Philip Baptiste and, you know, things of that sort, man. So you already had some special guys on the team. I just felt like it was just the chemistry that needed to be there. So my freshman year, when we won the first one, it was actually really, like, enlightening because I was out. Because remember that previous year we just won state. So I'm like, damn, back-to-back, I'm champions. That's how we doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just felt real good. And then that second one, my senior year, we won it again, championship. And that one was really nice. It was just a good exit, you know what I mean, because I played 4 years, you know, and because I actually had another year to play because of COVID.
Right.
But, you know, I made a business decision. I did my thing. So I decided to stop playing and, you know, go toward life. And, but yeah, just having that as an exit, like another championship, you won 2 rings just in college, 1 in high school. So I got 3 rings that I can put on my hand anywhere I go. So, you know, just, that just feels good. That just feels really great.
So, I wanted to ask you about the 2020 season, you know, COVID year. So what, just starting off with you, what adversity, you know, as a player, did you go through that season?
Man, I remember that season, man. That was a crazy season because we didn't play in the fall, but in that we played in the spring and just having, you know, the COVID adjustments. That was just, you know, hell going back and forth. So I guess like the big thing was everybody on the team had to get the shot, but you don't have to get it. You're not required to get it. So I say like maybe 85-90% of the team got the shots, but then it was always, you know, it's a couple handful of people that just be like, yo, I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna get it, and I was actually one of those people, man, because, you know, I just didn't just follow in the footsteps of people just because it was popular. So mm-hmm. You know, I decided not to get it. But COVID was real challenging, man, because I'm more of a hands-on type of person, and you can kind of do that at UIW because the classes weren't that big. But yeah, they weren't that big, but like you can actually be a little bit more hands-on.
Right.
But yeah.
So I'm assuming, because I remember that. So was it just Division I AA that was playing in the spring like that?
It was really all over the country, man. I believe so. It might have, man. I might need to think back because I believe some even FBS schools were playing.
Right. Okay. I got you. So, and where did you say that you were from again?
I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay. But
I went to high school. I grew up, you know, we moved a couple weeks before Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
In 06. And was it 06 or 05?
05.
05. Yeah, we moved a couple weeks before then, so that was a God blessing. But we moved to College Station, Texas, and that's where I grew up a little bit, and I went to high school there.
Okay, all right, I got you. So, one other question I wanted to ask is, so as a football player, you know, what would you say that your greatest accomplishment is?
As a football player,
yeah,
my greatest accomplishment was probably taking my lessons that I learned from football and putting them into real life perspectives to where, you know what I mean, kind of like in workouts, mm-hmm. nobody's going to save you. You got to do it yourself or you can just quit. You know what I mean? So that kind of, I feel like that was my greatest accomplishment, was just how I was able to, because a lot of, you know, athletes, they graduate school because they're so, you know, from all of high school to college, they've always been, they've always been an objective or main topic or like what you want to focus on. That's just football, or basketball, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever sport it is. So after they graduate, they kind of get like in this kind of just, shit, what's next? I've always had a schedule to abide by, or, you know, I've always, you know, like with coaches and things of that sort. I've always been taken care of type shit. So when you graduate, a lot of people just, you know, either just go back home or, you know, no knock to it, but a lot of people just have that preference of just going back home and finding a job or such and such, you know what I mean? But I just kind of took my hard work and consistency from football, kind of put it to real life. And now, you know, having business and everything, I'm doing great things. I just started into investing in real estate. So, you know, just making those choices now. But
yeah, I mean, and that's what it's supposed to do. So yeah, it's all working out great for you, to be honest.
Yeah, big time, man. I love it.
So I wanted to ask one more question about going back to the COVID year. So y'all season basically started in the spring. So going, you know, in the fall, like working out and things like that, were y'all weren't really able to work out as a team? Were they more encouraging, like, you know, individual workouts and things like that?
No, I think if I'm correct, what I remember is that we were working out in pods. So we would do workout by position. Those are the guys that you're always with. So O-line work with only O-line. So you got O-line, D-line, linebackers, you know, QBs, receivers, you know, DBs and safety. So I say that's probably like eight different groups that are working out during the day. Right. And they were, you know, so you would only work out with the people that you associate with like daily.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure when y'all were having those team meetings, probably during the summer and in August through Zoom.
Yeah, all through Zoom. Just working out and then going back to the dorm and hop on Zoom or do class on Zoom. So it was basically the same thing, but it was just all on Zoom.
Right.
I mean, but you got to go to, you know, wake up, go to class and work out and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, you doing all that. So yeah, that's crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, it was really crazy, man. It was new for all of us. Like we just came from just going to regular class to, because at first it was wild, but then we got used to it and kind of took advantage of it. Because now you got more time to either chill with the boys. So it was more of a big bonding type of thing, because you locked up with the dudes, you know, every day until, you know, such and such. So it might as well, like, if people had, like, you know, beef or whatever, we'll just be like, hey, you got beef. Bring the gloves out, get it out, and hug it out.
Right.
You know, because we stuck together type shit. You know what I'm saying?
So that was just basically, a good team bonding time.
Yeah, it was, man. Because it all brought us together, because we were, especially the guys that weren't vaccinated, because they kind of treated us a little different, which was kind of off. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
So, you know, at the beginning, probably of August, you know, what were y'all being told about if y'all were just point blank period, if y'all were going to even have a season?
We kept getting, I remember, because, you know, we were working out crazy in the summer. I think we did two summers because they didn't want nobody to go home. I remember that. So we did both summer one and summer two workouts in school. So we were all getting ready to play. I believe it was Arkansas State. Mm-hmm. Just all, you know, that's what they were telling us all summer. Yeah, we're going to play a game. But then I said, like, a couple weeks before, you know, I guess it just came out to, okay, nobody's going to play. Nobody. We got to wait till the spring. And really, we didn't find out that we were playing in the spring until maybe like November, late October, November.
Damn.
So we were just, damn, we did all that hard work, no, but for nothing, because that was some of the guys' mindset, like, especially the freshmen coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did all that hard work, and we're not playing, and, you know, but it wasn't for nothing. It was kind of just to build us up. But yeah, just that team bonding, that was crazy. That Kobe year was probably the best team bonding year because
mm-hmm.
we had nothing else to depend on because we couldn't go home. You know, they made it to where we got meetings on Friday night and Sunday morning. So there's no way you're going to get home. You know what I mean?
So how did that affect, you know, some people's, like, the seniors, you know, eligibility? Because, you know, usually y'all playing in the fall, then you got to play in the spring, and then that might go into, like, you know, graduation and things like that. Did that affect anybody's eligibility at all?
No, because it actually gave us another year. It gave everybody another year of eligibility. So if that was a senior's last year,
uh-huh.
That was a senior, he actually had one more. So that put one more year of eligibility on everybody's books.
Okay. And pretty much, I'm assuming everybody pretty much used up that last year by either staying there or transferring.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people did. They either stayed there, transferred, or, you know, just things of that sort. But yeah, so that was like a good year for a lot of people, especially the seniors, because they got that extra year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah. Big time, man.
Yes, sir. Well, as of right now, that's all that I got for right now for you, bro. Once again, I appreciate you for hopping on. Most definitely taking time out of your day because I know you're busy. So,
yeah.
I appreciate it a lot, man.
Yeah. No doubt, man. And what you're doing, man, keep going. Be different. And remember that you got to love yourself before you love anybody else. So, Keep going doing what you're doing, man. I really appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Once again, I appreciate y'all, and hopefully I'll be back, you know, in another week or two with another guest. Appreciate y'all for listening.
No doubt, man. Appreciate everybody. Have a good one.